The Dark Deep. Written by Ali Condi and Brendan Reichs. Performed by Michael Crouch and Emily Bauer.
The ground leaped up to smack Nico in the face. Air exploded from his lungs as he tumbled down a steep slope. The drone barely missed him, buzzing the grass before shooting out over a cliff choked by dark, swirling mists. Nearly killed by my own quadcopter. Jeez. Nico heard pounding feet. A wide-eyed Tyler Watson appeared at the top of the rise, sunglasses wedged into his old-school box haircut. A moment later, Emma Farrington appeared beside him with the remote in her hands.
Sorry.
Tyler gripped his head.
I think the controller jammed or something.
Nothing jammed, Emma snapped. You forgot how the switches work. Press down to go up, genius.
Who makes controls like that?
Tyler shot back. A moment later, the drone zoomed out of the fog, arcing high above the cloudy Pacific Northwest coastline. Nico grunted in relief, pushing chestnut brown hair out of his eyes.
Good flying, Emma. I owe you the ice cream of your choice.
Emma nodded in full agreement.
Rocky road. Duh.
See? Everything's fine.
Tyler heaved a sigh, then held up a finger.
Now, the important thing is that Nico's drone is safe. So let's not waste time figuring out who almost killed who with what.
Right. Nico rolled his eyes.
Could have been anybody, really.
Tyler was short and skinny, with dark skin and an infectious smile. He peered down at Nico, who was sprawled only a body length short of a long drop over the same fog-shrouded cliff. Now that he knew his friend was okay, Tyler could barely contain his laughter.
You all right there, Nico? That looked painful.
Nico felt lucky to be in one piece. He liked to play things cool. But there was nothing cool about throwing yourself down a hill to avoid a streaking 30-pound drone. Not with his dad upriver at a forestry station. And his brother away at college. 12 was considered old enough to take care of yourself in the Holland family. But not if you ended up in the hospital.
I'm great.
Nico spat grass from his teeth.
But next time, try not to kill me with my own invention.
Your invention?
Tyler snorted as he tromped down to lend Nico a hand.
You'd never have gotten it out of the box without us.
His laughter escaped, and Nico joined in. That's just how it was with Tyler.
It was my fault, too,
Emma admitted as the boys walked uphill to join her.
I was giving Ty flight directions. We were trying to recreate that scene in Rogue One where X-Wings attack the beach.
Her blue eyes twinkled as she mimicked a dive-bombing action with her hands. Emma was always talking about movies. Both her sci-fi favorites and the ones she meant to film someday. Nico usually found it entertaining when he wasn't in the line of fire.
We got epic footage, Tyler said. Dude, your face as you ran for your life? Priceless.
It's really great.
Emma waved her phone.
Wanna watch yourself flip over in slow-mo?
Pass.
Nico blinked to clear his head.
I'm seeing 3 phones right now.
Emma's face fell. But Nico bumped her shoulder with his to show he was kidding. She glanced into the fog behind them and shivered.
Let's check the drone. Maybe we should fly it somewhere else.